I wasn't born like this, George, you know. When I was 23, 24 years old, I had long blonde hair. You wouldn't think that now to look at me because I'm a little follically challenged, as it were, you know. But long blonde hair, I was in college, sex, drugs, rock and roll. I was having a great time. I went to the States in 73. I was selling ice cream over there in Pennsylvania, just having a blast. I went back in 74 to do the exact same thing. I hitchhiked all around the country. I actually lived down in the desert in Arizona with people who used to smuggle marijuana back to the East Coast for 3 weeks.
Well, believe it or what not, happened I mean, to you? How did you change?
I kept bumping into people in the States there who kept telling me about God, and I became spiritually aware. I believed that there was spiritual forces out there, but I didn't know what they were because there's a lot of different spiritual forces out there. Most of them are evil.
But you don't seem to spout, you know, religion or spiritualism when you talk.
Well, I mean, you know, that's just because of the way I am and the way I was brought up here in Ireland, and I work with non-Christian people, and, you know, if you come off being all religiously in this country, people will just tell you to, you know, go throw yourself in the sea. So you have to sort of be able to talk to people. I just started reading that. We met some Christians out in the middle of California there. I mean, I was hitchhiking between San Francisco and L.A. We got threatened. We were in the middle of the road, that route right on the Pacific. It was getting dark. Some cowboys come up and threatened us that they were going to beat us up. I was frightened, shaking like a leaf. But my friend had just become a Christian in L.A., and this is a guy who used to, you know, steal stuff and do drugs and everything. And he said, don't worry about it. God will take care of us. And we got picked up by this guy with long hair and his wife, who used to be a hippie in the Haight-Ashbury thing, and he became a Christian. And he gave me a Bible, and when I came back, I started reading it. And about 2 years later, one night, I had an epiphany. I had the Saul on the road to Damascus conversion. I saw the light. I got born again. Call it what you will. Totally out of the blue in my bedroom one night. I wasn't really looking for anything. At least I didn't think I was. And one night, I had a huge, cataclysmic, 360-degree conversion. Saw the light. Saw what the Messiah, what Jesus was talking about. My eyes were opened. The scales were taken away from my eyes. I saw what was really happening in the world for the first time, saw that there was a devil who wants to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and there was this other man who came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, to open our eyes and to say, hey, there's more to life than a 6-foot hole in the ground. Hold on there. And that was 30 years ago. I had a huge, I changed my life. I got up, four other people in my family became Christians after that, you know. I just changed my life. And, you know, I know what's going on. I know what's coming down. I mean, I was raised up by God for this reason, as a sort of to warn people like your listeners of what's coming down the track. And even
but what can we do about it, though, Patrick? Because you just said we can't alter it, we can't change it. So what do we do about it? Or are you saying take care of yourself as an individual?
Take care of yourself as an individual first, and then you can take care of people around you. George, I can't give you the flu if I don't have it. So first of all, I've got to see, well, is this right or wrong? And by you know, you'll find the answers in what we call the Bible, the Word of God. I do that in my book. My book is like a program. I start at A, go to B, C, and by the time you get to Z, a lot of people are going to say, this is right, I can believe in it. And you can change, you can believe. And that's what Jesus said. You know, the best known verse in the whole Bible is John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's very simple. He doesn't want you to do anything. He doesn't want you to go into a seminary for 7 years. He doesn't want you to give up anything. This is free. Grace is free, you know, and salvation is free. It's eternal life. I mean, who wants to die? Who wants to go into a hole in the ground? And I'm talking about life in all its fullness, not born into this horrible world full of famine and murder and lies and deceit and having to get up and work and pay bills and worry about everything and sickness and everything and people dying. And
gosh, you're depressing me, Patrick.
Well, I'm saying that it doesn't have to be like that. What I'm saying is I'm talking about paradise regained. I'm talking about a life where there's no death, where there's no war, where there's no famine, there's no sickness, where we can live forever in unity. I mean, wouldn't it be a wonderful world, George, if we could all love it? A little bit like what the hippies did in the 60s. They had a little taste of it, but of course it didn't last. But what the Messiah has promised is coming down, is going to last, and it's going to live forever. Eternal life, eternal, you know, having pints of Guinness, you know, living with your wife, eternal youth, no sickness. And it's going to be incredible. And as amazing as this seems, or as unbelievable as it seems, it is true. And I've been on both sides of the fence. You know, I've been your hippie. I've been into the drugs and the drink and the sex and the well, I didn't get too much. I got the rock and roll. I didn't get too much of the sex. You know? But I've been there, and I'm on the other side. It's like Saul on the road to Damascus. Saul was the guy who was the Pharisee's Pharisee. He was the henchman that they went out to do, they got to do his dirty work for them. And he was chasing these Christians, these cult, you know, who were believing in this Messiah, on the road to Damascus to catch them and throw them in prison. And when he was on his way down there, a light appeared to him and a voice spoke to him. And he fell off his horse and went blind. And the voice said, Paul, or Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, who are you? And he said, I'm Jesus, the one that you're persecuting. And this Saul went blind. He went into Damascus. Another Christian came around and prayed for him. He got his sight back. And this Saul became Paul, who went on to become the greatest Christian man of all time, who wrote the book of Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus, and Hebrews, and changed the whole course of human history.
All right.